Welcome back to Current State on 90.5 WKAR. A new Epic MRA poll looks at 600 responses to the question, what should the state spend its billion-dollar surplus on? This appears in today's Detroit Free Press. Top of the heap, 600 responses. Top of the heap, 38% say education. A close second at 36%, roads. And the winner of a bronze medal at 11%, an income tax cut. As you likely know, much energy and discussion at the Capitol right now, the Republican majority Capitol, is being spent on the idea of the tax cut. Governor Snyder wants an expansion of a property tax credit, which he says would target low and moderate income citizens. Many Republicans maintain an income tax cut, and I'll quote reporter Kathleen Gray here, is the most efficient, simple, and fair way to give tax relief to the state's taxpayers. Every government budget is interesting. This year will be no exception. Speaking of dollars, speaking of public revenue, the Ingham County Board of Commissioners is looking at a possible increase in the county parks millage. Earlier this week, the body asked its County Services Committee to begin work on a draft proposal. The focus of a millage increase would primarily be an expansion of Lansing's River Trail network. Commissioners receptive to the idea view it as a way to attract visitors and revenue. Skeptics say Ingham's millage tab, which is currently just over 10 mills, is already among the highest in the state. They say the county has more pressing needs. We welcome two Ingham County commissioners to Current State, both of whom voted for a draft proposal. They are Democrat Diane Holman, chairperson of the committee that will write the draft. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
And a member of that committee, Democrat Carol Koenig, who reps much of East Lansing and parts of Meridian Township and MSU. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Mark. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. I noticed a shake of the head during the intro. Let's clarify, if I had anything wrong in my setup, let's clarify that from the outset.
First off, Mark, there is no countywide parks millage in Ingham County.
Okay, so to say there's an increase in the millage, okay, this would be the first parks millage assessment.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for the clarification.
We currently off, the parks, our department is totally operated off a general fund, and the fees that they receive from
parking,
entrance fees, or even concessions from fishing or boating.
Okay.
So there's no additional millage. Oh, a special millage for that.
Okay.
There's no park millage in the county.
Appreciate the clarification.
One other clarification.
Okay.
This doesn't have anything at this point earmarked or specially designated for the River Trail. Not to say that the River Trail wouldn't be included in some ways, but it's really not specifically to that. That's not why we're doing this.
So quite a bit of the reporting, though, links those two together.
It does.
Why is that?
Because the River Trail is a great resource for a lot of different people in Ingham County, not just the people of Lansing. And some people see that it needs some tender, loving care. They might need some capital improvements.
Okay. So
I think originally, maybe 2 years ago, there was talk from the mayor's office about linking something with the River Trail and the county parks department, but we're very independent and we're looking at this very objectively, and it would be really a county operation.
Well, both of you voted in favor of pursuing a draft.
Right.
I'd like to hear from both of you why. Why is the draft of a county parks millage a good idea, Carol?
There's a few reasons, actually. It was a unanimous decision to go forward. We did not do a roll call vote on it because we're not actually voting on anything that we were going to specifically pass yet. We're just about continuing the conversation, about moving forward with it. It came to us from the Parks Department, who has actually researched this for the last 3 or 4 months. So they've done a lot of work on it and have asked the county to consider it. We'd like to have a community conversation about what a millage could do for the trails and parks in Ingham County.
Okay. And Diane?
Yeah, so that will be coming to the County Services Committee of the County Board of Commissioners, which I'm chair of that committee. And I guess my objective in all of this is to really look at it from a broad perspective. The Parks Park Commission, you know, they're advocates of the parks. They're very park-oriented. And, of course, they're going to, you know, really like this idea. So and we just want to bring it into a broader perspective at county service, look how it fits into the whole full county setting and programs, and just see if this is something that we should move forward with.
And if I could comment, the Parks Commission is so interested in this because we've had since 2009, Parks has lost almost 40% of its budget mm-hmm. because of hard economic times. Mm-hmm. So they've had to make up, I think it was approximately 38.7%. So it was a big cut.
We will be talking with someone who has gone on the record as being against the idea of a county parks millage, however, in just a few minutes. So I realize opposition to this may not have been really explicit the other night when you decided to move this to committee, but there are people on the record as being against it. We'll deal with that in just a minute. Are we likely talking about a half mil or thereabouts?
Correct.
Okay.
But it's not set in stone.
Right. It's the beginning of a, mm-hmm. a exploratory kind of process.
Right. It could go a lot of different directions at this point.
How likely is it that a lot of it would be earmarked to the river trail, though? Have you given that any thought?
None of it would be earmarked at this point for anything. Right now, I've asked our parks director to put together a list of priorities so that we could talk about the top 5 or 10. But that doesn't mean that those things would absolutely get the money. It's just things that are, shall we say, more desperately in need.
Among those of you who support drafting the proposal, is it clear at all how many of you vigorously support the idea as opposed to just being open to the idea?
I would say that question came up at a recent leadership meeting, and it was very unclear.
Okay. Which camp do you fall in?
I fall in the middle. I feel that I want to see what this next phase brings of investigating and thinking of different options. And, you know, I just have to see what it looks like before I think it's something that we should be pursuing right now.
Carol, have you gotten any response from your constituents?
Actually, I have gotten a little bit of response, but you got to understand, Mark, this really isn't out there in the public eye yet that much. And we've got lots of time to consider it, and we're looking for public input at this point because as we move forward, we want to hear what people think after we start to put more ideas out there. Some of the interest has come from people who are really interested in regionalism because this would allow us to do possibly matching grant funds for other jurisdictions who don't have the money anymore to match funds so that we could have $3 to $1 coming into Ingham County. Basically, there's DNR grants out there that are not being used right now because people don't have the 25% matching funds to put towards a project. We might be able to help them with that.
Okay. I did speak with Republican Commissioner Randy Schaefer about this, and he told me that other county departments are more in need of revenue than parks. Let's listen to his comment.
All of our departments have taken some cuts. As you know, the Sheriff's Department was completely slashed. He lost 37 people in 3 years. And the Parks Department has adjusted with some fees, some less maintenance, and so forth. And so they're not really hurting.
Can a case be made that there would be better places to spend additional millage revenue than on parks and trails, like public safety?
Well, you have 14 commissioners all with, you know, different priorities and areas that they support strongly, and it's a real variety. So, I mean, there are always many areas. I think even another way we'll see this becoming more important in the county is I think the health department is going more and more toward preventative programs and healthy communities. So I could really see us working maybe even in our soon coming study of this is working with the health department and how trail system throughout the county. It's not just about bikers and recreation, but it's about how it also fits into the whole healthy community.
A health piece. Okay.
Yeah.
Carol, care to respond to Randy's comments?
Yeah, and it's a placemaking piece in a big way. We have a lot of little pieces of trail that would connect throughout the county and actually sort of tie the whole county together. There's two different maps out there. One is called the Heart of Michigan map, and the other, I think, was the Greening of Mid-Michigan map. Mm-hmm. And these have trails that basically just need a little section sometimes put together so that people could, you know, come here as a destination for riding bikes and everything else. As to Randy's comment, I would say that for him to say that the Parks Department is not hurting is completely untrue. Like I said, they lost almost 40% of their budget. So definitely the Parks Department is hurting, but
I think his point would be that you could make a case that many departments are hurting, but that the public safety is arguably should be a higher concern, and they've taken a lot of hits too. That's what I took away from that comment.
And in my 12 years on the county board, I tend to be guided by what is my priorities are safety related and health related. So I'm sensitive to the law enforcement comments that Randy made, but also I see this fitting into the health side of it all. So that's why I haven't ruled this out. I still think it could be a good piece for the county, and just want to see what our task force will bring.
He also says the millages that are levied in Ingham County right now are already amongst the highest in the state. They are above 10 mills, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you make of that count, that there's already enough millage revenue coming into the county?
Yeah. Well, 6.3% of that is a general fund millage. So when you got to specify, are you talking about in general fund dollars, or are you talking about special millages? So basically, the vast majority of that is our general fund.
So the city of Lansing would benefit from the county picking up more of the tab for parks, though, correct? I mean, this conversation goes back a few years.
When we say picking up the tab, let's be clear that we're not really talking about maintaining other people's parks and trails. We're really talking about helping them with capital improvements.
Okay. What's the timeline on this? When do you think the committee will have a draft ready to go? Do you have some kind of deadline here?
I guess I was thinking to get started, maybe what we'd work into setting a schedule for the progress of it is there a compelling reason that we want to get it in this cycle, or is it something we'll think a little longer term about working on? But really, it's all could be anything at this point. So whether it would go on this November already, or maybe be a longer project that we're working on, we still have that yet to decide.
Let's talk about the search for the two new county directors. You're looking for a new director for the health department and for animal control. Can you tell us where each of those processes stand right now?
Sure. I can tell you that we've done interviews for our health director, and we haven't come up with a decision at this time. And that one is moving forward pretty rapidly, but the animal control one is not in the same place yet. We haven't even actually put out a description.
Okay. And did you have a lot of are you getting a lot of responses, a lot of applications, interested parties in both of those?
We had about 19 or 20 applications for the health director position, but we had to screen a lot of it for a lot of requirements. This is somebody who wears many hats and has a lot of different duties that are very, very important.
Okay, very good. We want to thank both of you for joining us here today to talk about the possibility of a county parks millage in Ingham County. We've been talking with Diane Holman, chairperson of the committee that will write this draft, along with Democrat Carol Koenig, who reps much of East Lansing and parts of Meridian Township and MSU. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Mark.